course, 92Q.com. Kiki Brown holding it down with the one and only Miss Estelle.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm pretty fantastic.
I love talking to you because I just get in my little British thing. I'm whack with it.
No,
but
you're right.
I haven't talked to you in a few.
I know.
Since last album.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the men
and
how hard it was. And some things have changed in my life.
It has. Let me see. Tell me.
You know what I mean? You know, he came back. You know, he missed what he had. So he came back.
Okay, as they do.
So, yeah.
Good.
Active
behaving right, though.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Good.
Better than ever.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
He know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't talking about me. What's up with you? Yeah, that was cute. That was cute, Estelle. That was cute.
No.
Like, really? So what's going on with you guys? No, what's up with you?
No, everything's great.
Yeah.
Dating is fantastic.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't it?
Dating is fun. I'm having fun out here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's the best words because I'm sitting there like the last time everyone heard me talk, it was thank you. And now it's just like, well, what's going on next? And you hooked up. And I'm like, no, yeah, kind of maybe. So I'm not sure, just staying, having fun.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And you have a very busy schedule.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And since Thank You, you've learned some things about yourself and about life. And it caused you to come out with this Make Her Say Beat It Up. What's this about? Man!
Everyone's like, wait,
honey! Wait, and in a picture with the little kitty cat between the legs. Yeah. I said, well, all right,
this is real. That's real life, man.
What's that hiatus been like?
It's been a fun 3 years of rediscovery.
Yes.
Now, you know, it's that thing where like, when you break up with someone, everyone expects that record, next record you do, to be the happy record.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I don't know what that means to just go from being broken up to being just emphatically happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a whole period in between that.
Yeah.
That I think humans spend a lot more time in that space than they do being in relationships or, you know, or broken up. So my thing was, I'm going to write about this in-between space that I'm in. And it's the funny in-between space.
Yeah.
You know, like trying to get back to myself. And, you know, first thing you do when you break up with someone is go have some good sex.
Go have some good sex?
Go have some good sex.
Oh, right.
Go get some good things.
She said, block that. I ain't even going to hide behind nothing. And
no.
I feel bad for most artists, whether it's R&B or even hip-hop, because you have to create the soundtracks for our lives.
Right.
But also, at the same time, it's the soundtrack for your life and everything that you're going through.
Yeah.
So did you take it to a totally different level with this new album?
I think I did. I think
do you feel good about it?
I mean,
of course you do.
Yeah, I feel fantastic about it. To me, it was like, this is the most freeing, what's the word? I didn't go into the studio writing this and think to myself I was going to hide anything or being under any pretenses, you know? Like like I said, I didn't want to do what everyone expected. Okay, now you got to do the really happy album because last album was so sad.
Right.
You know, no, I was like, well, I'm going to go and write about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that in between that right now consisted of brain farts if I still hate him, really be happy moments, trying to figure me out. Trying to remember the things my mom told me, trying to figure what I like now.
Growing up. Being a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's that space in between, you know? And some of it came with some awesome sex, some of it came with some tears, some of it came with some pure joy moments.
Yeah. And you know, when that happens, when you open up those wounds, a lot of things come in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Are you prepared for?
It's just, man, this is why I call the album True Romance, because it is romance and your love life based on what you want it to be.
Right.
Versus what everyone dictates it should be, or, you know, it's hard. It's hard out here. When you're trying to be, especially when you're a certain age and you're trying to be in a relationship, to not listen to what everyone dictates it should be.
Oh, it's really hard.
It's really hard to not listen, you know? So to me, it was just like keeping the mindset of, I'm going to go into whatever relationship with whatever I want it to be, you know?
Okay.
And with the person I want it to be with, and we're going to do on our terms versus what everyone says it should be.
So who did you work with on the album?
So many producers, from Justice League to Shakespeare, who did like a lot of the original Destiny's Child and stuff, like, and Candy, TLC and that. And to brand new producers like Keith Harris, who worked with me on American Boy.
Okay.
Guy called D. Smith, who produced Make Her Say. He's an awesome drum program. He's done a lot of like ghost producing for like Lil Wayne and a few other people, but he's coming out into his own. And we sat in the studio. We did like 5-6 records. We got in for 2 days and came out with like half the album. It was ridiculous.
Damn.
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay.
You know? So we worked a lot.
Well, you want somebody like that.
Uh-huh.
So when
good
I download this album on my phone, I need to be where? I need to be in the house, in
anywhere.
A car, in the bed,
it's
with a
lifestyle.
Room, room. Like, what I need to do?
No, it's lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's,
honey, let's keep it real. Do I need to be with a round?
When you download the single, Make Us Say, you
I
need
said
to be
it.
A,
figure it out when you get home. Go ahead.
You might need to be
you
around
know what
there.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, it'll happen. Like, but Make Us Say you want to be in the club or you want to be at home alone.
Thank you.
Always what you got. Or what you got.
Thank you very much.
One of the two.
So that's okay. But either or.
But with the album, it's lifestyle. It's real life. You know, it's the stuff that they, you know, we're not told to talk about, like, you know, it's R&B
a vibrator,
singers,
guys.
You know,
okay, look, here they go. He's still trying to figure
this
it out.
This is about 5 minutes here. Like, what should
anyway,
I
go
me?
Ahead, girl. Go ahead. We got to teach him. Go ahead.
No. This is what Megan says about vibrators. No, I'm joking. Not really. It's about ownership and, you know, knowing and feeling yourself as a woman or as a man, just being cool with being that primal and being that real, you know? We all do it. We all have sex, you know? So to me, it's like...
I don't, Mom.
Yeah. Right.
I don't, Mom.
Except for me, parents.
Your grandson was a miracle.
Right. Right. Storks can come out of skies.
Yeah, the stork came. That was how it happened.
You know, so like... Right. We're all in it. It's just about owning it on your terms, you know, and like, owning every step of your life on your terms through all the different parts, the BS, the courage, being courageous, having passion, you know, all of that. It's about just being you.
Okay.
You know.
And this is you.
Yeah.
This is the real you?
This is me.
So we didn't
this
have
is
the
me
real
right
you
now.
Before?
No, you had it before.
We just had,
this
we
is
got
me
the
now.
Grown-ass
This is me
grown-ass
now.
Grown-ass woman.
It keeps growing.
Grown-ass. Okay.
It keeps growing.
She's getting a grown-ass woman on. I love it. I love it. So you have a tour coming up.
I do.
Okay.
I'm on the road.
And you're going to be here in July. But you're on the road now.
Yeah.
You're working hard.
We're working.
Hustling.
We out
stacking
here.
Them coins.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So video's out.
Yeah.
All right.
The video for Make a Say is out now on iTunes.
Okay.
And same as a single. But we're out and we're in these streets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say to the moms out here celebrating? This is a great Mother's Day gift.
Oh, this is Mother's Day weekend. I want to send a big shout out to all the parents. My mom is the strongest parent I know. Like, for real. She's 9 of us. We're all
9?
We're all doing pretty well.
What number are you?
I'm number 2.
Lord!
There's like 8, 9, 7
young. Dang!
You know? Okay. So, like, you know, she does a great job and she's awesome role model. She told me when she heard the Make a Say record, I said to her, so I have this record and it's got, like, you know, because you got to tell your parents.
Yeah, you do.
You got to prep them.
Yeah, let her know.
She's like, well, you know, you're 34. If you're not having sex by now, I'm worried. And I was good to go. I said, all right, we're putting this out. Let's go.
Stay up there. She said, it's all
right. She said, it's all right.
Love
it. I'm cool with it.
Love it.
Shout out to all the parents raising their kids and raising their daughters and sons with morals and, you know, and great values.
Okay.
Rock out.
Now, I want to get on a serious tip. I want to ask you your thoughts on the Bring Back Our Girls situation.
Oh.
Where are you with that?
I was talking about it like for about 3 weeks before the hashtags, 2.5 weeks before the hashtag started. It was like, does anyone know this happened? Is anyone aware?
Yeah.
You know, while I appreciate the attention the hashtags bring into it, I kind of want people to actually go and investigate what the UN's actually doing. You know, they investigate countries for worse, for less, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of want them to go and search the jungles of the border of Nigeria and Cameroon and see
and
where
the
girls
are. This
has
been going on for a very long time.
This is bigger and longer than just now.
Yeah.
You know, the militia that took them, they've been doing this for a very long time.
Okay.
And it's a culture thing. It's not just these guys decided to pop up out of nowhere. Yeah. They've been doing this.
They've been doing it for a while.
So
we're just now finding out about it.
We're just finding out because it's this amount of girls. And it's it's frustrating. It's a big, deep problem.
Yeah.
But the main point right now to me is get the girls back. There's 240 families wrecked.
Yeah.
You know?
And more. I think there was another school that was raided.
I can't, you know? Like, these little girls. These are young women. You can't do that, you know? Yeah. It's frustrating.
Okay.
And the fact that no one's, you know, to me, the UN isn't paying attention. It's not just America. It's the whole world looking at this. Like, don't just poke at America and say, America, do something. The UN should do something about it. It should be in there.
The first thing we can do is spread awareness.
Absolutely.
If we can include the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls, let's do that.
Tell
Post
people,
it on Instagram.
Put
tell
pressure
the people
on the
about
UN
it.
Around the world for this. You know, hashtag and find out, Google where you can find out and put pressure on, sign petitions for the UN to do something.
Well, do. She said it.
Do it.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Estelle, new album. Let's do it now. Just,
for sure.
People just waking up from a coma, just getting out of prison,
right.
And they're listening to 92Q.
Right.
And they're like, who is this British girl? Who is this woman on the radio just talking so swiftly? I love her. Who are you? Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. New album, all of it. Drop it.
My name is Estelle. I'm a singer, songwriter, and all that good stuff. I have a record out called Make Us Say. You can find me on Instagram at Estelle Darlings because I'm British and I like things like that. www.estelledarlings.com and Twitter is the same, Estelle Darlings. Facebook / Estelle. Like me. Check out the pictures. It is me. I do respond. Just don't
she
say
does.
Nothing crazy.
She does. She does respond.
I do.
Love you so much.
Thank you.
And everything you do. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you for sure.
All right.